Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
It is time for the Debate Hockey Podcast. And, it's prediction show time. One of our favorites of the year as we are 1 week away from the start of the NHL season. Mm-hmm. I'm the host of the show, Brad Brew, joined alongside my co-host, Blake Friars. Blake, good to have you with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks. It's my favorite show of the year. Either we look like geniuses or look like fools. Last year we did pretty good. I think we killed it.
It was our best by a mile, Blake. It was our best.
Hopefully we can continue that this year.
I don't know. I mean, it's always – this year is really, really hard, I thought. I thought this year was really, really hard. I struggled. I spent a lot of time on Sunday afternoon just going through this because there was a ton of player turnover. Just a lot of things created a lot of difficulties in this one. I had a really hard time, and I took a couple flyers, and I know you're going to – You're gonna probably chuckle when you see some of my picks, but maybe you won't be chuckling at the end of the year. I don't know. It was tough this year. It was really tough.
Yeah, the division I struggled with the most was the Metro. I went back and forth on a lot of them, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I got a question. Seattle Kraken. Why is it such a big deal they got a mascot now? Like, what's going on in this league where it's front page
awful
news.
Too. I think it's terrible.
I don't understand mascots.
It doesn't even look anything like a troll at all.
Is mascots not for like college and high school? Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
I think every NHL team has.
No, they don't. The New York Rangers don't.
Really? The only team?
I saw that today on Twitter. That's the only reason I know that.
I knew you didn't look that shit up. Yeah, I don't know. It's for the little kids. That's what it's for.
I know, but why is it front page news?
That thing's going to scare the little kids away.
Remember when Edmonton got theirs, too? It scared all the little kids, too? I don't even know what Edmonton is. It's a cat or something. I don't know.
It's like a cat, yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know how that... I don't know. But then I suppose people would say, why is there a dog in Calgary? What's Vancouver's? Oh, fish.
A whale. Yeah.
That's real threatening.
It's a master jersey. Killer whale, baby, let's go.
Yeah. They're not killing it. They're lucky.
Killer instincts.
Let's talk Vancouver. This week was a disastrous week. You have Brock Besser go out with an injury. Your owner gets accused of child abuse.
We're not talking about preseason.
I haven't even mentioned preseason. I said Brock Besser's already injured. You got your owner.
He's only going to miss four games. He'll be all right.
Owner with allegations of child abuse, and then Rachel Diorie, who's gone from the Canucks after working for him for just a few months, when she was supposed to be on the bench, according to Bruce Boudreau.
No, not on the bench.
Bologna.
You're wrong. You're wrong. She was an assistant video coach. That's what her role was.
Okay, so then why is she gone?
What I've been reading is she had a few tweets about Francesco Accolini, and she liked a couple tweets that she probably shouldn't have about the allegations.
So he fired her. Oh, there's going to be a lawsuit right there.
I don't know. I don't know if that's for sure. But it just seems like it's puzzling, though. Like, I don't know. I mean, she hasn't really stuck in any job she's had, though. So
I know. Not saying that she has. I'm just saying this sounds like a wrongful
termination. She got fired by the Devils 2 years ago. So, like, I don't know. I don't really know about her that much. So
I don't either.
Can't really comment on it.
Do you watch football on Sunday?
A little bit. I've been watching a lot of baseball. A lot of tight races right now down to the wire.
Oh, yeah. A lot of teams 48 games back, too.
Well, that is what
awful,
it is.
Awful, Blake. It's awful.
It is what it is.
It's
awful. There has been. I'm going to Toronto on Thursday with my dad, so it'll be pretty. It'll be pretty cool. It's my first time going to a Jays playoff game, so that'll be a pretty cool memory.
When do the playoffs even start?
Friday. Wild card starts Friday.
Has the guy hit 62 yet or not?
Judge has not hit 62 yet. No.
Good. I hope he doesn't.
He's got three games to do it.
No, I hope he doesn't do it. I keep the record in North Dakota.
Who? Roger Maris?
Yeah, North Dakota boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's from Fargo, North Dakota. Hmm. Yep. What else was I going to ask you about? Oh, anyways, going back to football. Why is that football playing in London now? Well, I don't understand.
They always do an overseas game every year. They didn't last year because of COVID. Last
there's,
year,
there's one this week, too.
Yeah, that's the... Oh, well, they're doing... I think they're doing one in London and then one in...
No, they're both in London, same place.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. They always do that, though.
Well, I know, but you only have six... You have eight home games per team, and now you're going to screw the local fans out of a game? You screw them out of it. They only get eight. Yeah. They get eight games. Yeah. That's freaking crazy. Yeah. Think about that.
Well, they did add an extra game. They did add an extra game.
Okay,
so.
So then they still lose a tenth of their... Under a tenth, they lose like 15% of their season.
Yeah.
If I was a freaking season ticket holder, I'd be like, I'm going to better be getting a hell of a discount this year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That's BS to me, but we got a jam-packed show. Oh, and did you see the guy that had to get carted off because he had to take a shit?
Yeah.
What's going on in this world? What's going on?
He
said
he wouldn't be able to make it all the way across. It's all right. Man's got to do what a man's got to do, Brad.
Oh, my God. These people these days, I don't understand society. I don't get it. I don't get it anymore. Today on the show, we're going to go through every prediction for the whole NHL season. Start with the Eastern Conference and roll on through the West. Figure out our conference champions and, name a Stanley Cup champion. So you're going to get it all right here on the Debate Hockey Podcast. All right, Blake, it is time for predictions, our favorite time of the year, as we get right after it and go into the predictions. We've scratched three questions today. We scratched the listener question because to get through all this, it's going to take some time, and if we want to keep the podcast a little bit shorter than we did last year, we're just talking predictions today, and that's all. So let's start off in the Eastern Conference, where we start every single year, and we'll start in the Atlantic. And what we'll do is we'll go through, I'll name my winner, Blake will name his winner, and then we'll go back and forth, talk second, third, fourth, and see how the divisions shake out, and kind of go from there. In the Atlantic, Blake, who do you have winning the Atlantic?
I have Tampa Bay. I don't think they're going to be able to. I don't think they're ready to give up the crown. I think they have a great team still, and I think they're going to win.
I think Tampa Bay has every chance of winning it as much as anybody else in the division. The one thing I do worry about a little bit with Tampa Bay is how long can you do this? How long of a run can you go? I mean, this will be, what is this going to be, their third year in the final? Fourth year in the conference. Fourth year in the conference finals.
No, they made the final the last 3 years.
Yeah. Well, that's what my point is. That even sums up my point even more. Like, I don't know how you do that many years without some.
They just know what it takes to win.
No, I know, but I'm talking physically. How long can you do that? Physically. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a regular season is a lot different than playoffs. I mean, like, you can win your division, then it's a lot different game in the playoffs. But like, until a team like Toronto or Florida, like Florida won it last year, but until a team like Toronto like shows us that they can take down those top teams and take that next step, I'm not going to predict them to win the division. I can't. I would look like an idiot.
Well, I'm doing it because I got Toronto winning the division.
They're going to make the playoffs, but like their goaltending is awful.
I know it is. And
they're
going to
win a lot of games like 6-5.
I also said I think we might be a little surprised. I said it last week. I don't think Matt Murray is a solution, believe me.
No, he's not.
And I don't. But I just feel like in a year, this sounds crazy, but in a year where Dubas is going to get canned if they don't, for some reason my gut tells me they will.
I think, honestly, I hate saying this, but like, if I was a Leaf fan, I would almost want them to lose in the first round. Even. Just so some changes.
What do you want to change, though? You have a great roster. You're missing your weak on the D.
You're doing like here's what's gonna happen. Here's what's gonna happen. They're gonna make the playoffs. They're gonna make the playoffs. They might. Let's say they do win a round, right? Kyle Dubas then gets an extension, and then if they miss the playoffs the year after that, like it's just gonna be a vicious cycle, man. Like there's something missing in that organization. That core is too good for them not to have success in the playoffs. It's too good. You got one of the best goal scorers in the league. You got Mitch Marner, who nearly missed 100 points last year. They have a really good defenseman, Morgan Rielly. Nylander and Tavares are good complementary players. Like the core is too good for them not to have success. Like something's missing, and then Dubas goes out and puts all of his chips in the table with Matt Murray, a guy that hasn't been good since 2017.
I'm with you. I thought that was the dumbest sign in the summer.
It's a huge gamble, and if it fails miserably, heads are going to roll.
We thought they were going to roll last year, didn't we?
Yeah, and then I did, and then they doubled down with Matt Murray. Like I don't get it. I don't get it. You had a perfectly fine goaltender in Jack Campbell, and you decide to trade for Matt Murray and give him $4.7 million. Makes no sense. Why not just give the extra $300K to Campbell? You know what you've got the last 2 years. Matt Murray hasn't been good in 4 years. Makes no sense.
I know. I liked Campbell. I thought he was fine.
They ran Anderson out of town.
Which was
they
crazy.
They ran Campbell out of town. It's nuts.
Anderson was one of their best goalies they've had, and I don't think Anderson was a problem, and I don't think Campbell was a problem. I think it's their weak defense.
Bad game sevens? 100%. The whole team did.
Yeah.
I got the Leafs in second.
So you have the Leafs.
I think they're going to be a top team in the Atlantic. I don't have them winning, though.
I have Tampa Bay in second.
Okay.
So we've got the winners flip-flopped.
Yeah.
I told you my concerns about Tampa Bay, and believe me, I think they're going to be a great hockey team.
Yeah.
My concerns aren't like, oh, my God, they're going to miss the playoffs. My concerns are, can these guys' body handle this much hockey?
Right.
Here's where things get a little interesting. Who do you have in third, Blake?
I got Florida. I mean, they lost Huberto. They brought in Tkachuk. Uyghur's going to be a tough loss, but they still got a lot of pieces. I love their coach. Paul Maurice is a great coach, one of the best coaches in the league.
I love their coach, too.
He's going to have that team ready to go, and, yeah, I got them in third.
I'm going to go. It's my first out on a limb right now.
You're going to pick Ottawa to finish third.
I've got Ottawa to finish third, and I did this prediction before Cam Talbot went down with a five to seven month injury.
I'll give you a freebie to change if you want. He's out 5 to 7 weeks.
I know. No, months, isn't it?
No, it's weeks.
Weeks,
5 to 7.
Okay. Well, that's better.
He's out. That's still 2 months.
I'm not changing it. I don't know. Why do I feel there's pending disaster in Florida this year? I just
don't. I think that Paul Maurice is the kind of coach, though, that will get that team rolling.
I've always said Paul Maurice is in my top three. I think I even went on a limb and said.
Yeah. They still have this is the thing about Florida. they still have Barkov, they still have Kachuk, they still got the Verhage, they still got all those depth guys. I think they have an elite tandem, so I think they'll be fine.
Oh, they have one of the best goaltending tandems in the league.
They'll be just fine.
Who do you have in third? You have Florida in third, and I have Ottawa in third.
I got Boston in fourth.
You have Boston in fourth? In fourth, I have Florida.
Okay. So is that a wild card team for you?
We're going to get to that after we go through the Metro.
Okay.
Okay.
Boston just kind of their last kind of hurrah, right? They brought back Bergeron 1 year. They brought back David Krejci for a year. They're going to make one more kick at the can with this core. If it doesn't work, I think the team next year is going to look a lot different.
I got Boston in fifth, and here's why I have that. I don't trust their goaltending yet.
You liked Ullmark last year. You don't like him anymore?
No, I'm not saying I don't like him. I don't know.
Swayman was good last year.
Swayman was good. I don't know. Something just it doesn't settle with me right there. Marchand starts the year injured. Bergeron is injured. The year's not starting the way they want. And this is too good of a...
Who's their new coach again? What is his name?
This is way too good of a division to not start off on the right foot. Does that make sense?
What's the new coach's name? Is it the old Dallas coach, right? Montgomery?
Yes. Right?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Jim Montgomery.
Yeah. In fifth, I got Ottawa. I just think, like I said last week, I think they're going to struggle with expectations to start. I mean, this team has not expectations.
I don't think they have expectations, Blake. I don't.
They had one of the best off seasons in the league. Everybody's saying they're going to be a sleeper to make the playoffs.
I have them in the playoffs.
You have them in third.
I know.
So what do you mean there's no expectations?
I think if they end in sixth, I'm not going to be like, oh, there's a huge shock. I'm not. They're young.
If they finish below five, I think it's a disappointing season.
No.
You can't go. They're talking about going on getting Chychrun. Brad.
They haven't won.
Their long core. They went out and got Cam Talbot. They went out and got a 40-goal scorer. Like, they went out and signed Claude Giroux. This team.
Ooh, that ought to do it.
He might be a point-per-game player.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I'm just saying, like, you can't tell me there's no expectations in Ottawa when they had one of the best off-seasons in the NHL. There's
when you haven't, I'm gonna tell you something right now. When you haven't made the playoffs in this many years, there's no expectations.
Okay, but I'm saying
teams like Florida, they're expected to maintain.
Yes, I know, but
there's no expectations in Ottawa.
This is the first time that they have a competitive roster on paper since 17.
Ah, well, paper's paper.
Okay, yes, I understand that, but on paper, this team is a good team, and they're gonna have expectations.
We'll see. So we have six through eight. We have the same three teams. Who do you have in sixth?
I got Detroit.
I have Detroit also.
I think they're going to take a big step this year. They're not quite there yet, though, but they're on the right track. I love Detroit's roster right now.
I like what they've done. I like what they've done basically in every position for the most part.
Their drafts have been really good, too.
It's just going to take some time, but I've liked the moves they've made to build a tandem in net.
They brought in a veteran like David Perron to mentor those young kids. Like they're making smart moves.
I agree with you completely. I think we're on the same page.
Who was the other guy that went there? Was it Kopp?
Yeah, Andrew Kopp, but he starts the year injured, though.
Yeah, but like that's another big key piece of the game.
I love him. I thought he was one of the best free agents available this year, to be honest with you. I've always been a huge fan. I don't know, he brings a lot to the game. And I thought the Rangers picking him up last year was going to be was great, you know, at the deadline. So we'll see what happens there, and hopefully he can get back from his – I believe he had a surgery of some sort, but hopefully – it's a quick recovery, and he's back because he can take this. He's one of the guys definitely that's going to take this team to the next level. In seventh, who do you have?
Buffalo.
I have Buffalo, too.
Yeah, I think they're just going to be a little bit better than Montreal. I think they'll be both in the basement. I could have flip-flopped those two, to be honest. It was that close. Like, Montreal, they're going to be in the basement of the league. So,
Well, they've got two teams out west that are going to be fighting them for it.
Yeah? Arizona, Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, these are definitely the doormats of the league. I wonder how many... Let's put it this way. Montreal and Buffalo combined won't have the same amount of wins as Tampa Bay and Toronto.
Ooh.
If you add up Montreal and Buffalo's wins, they will not match the amount of wins Toronto has this year.
Oh, that's bold.
But I'm probably right, though, aren't I?
Yeah, could be.
We'll see. Any other things on this division?
It's top heavy.
Do you think we're seeing that though in every division right now?
It's kind of
top heavy in every division right now. Although the top's a little bit
other than the Central.
Yeah, where you got Arizona and Chicago going to be fighting for the crappiest spot in the league.
Yeah.
The top's a little bigger, but the bottoms of each division really are bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
Let's move on over to the Metro. And this one, to me, wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. Let's put it that way. And who was your first in the Metro?
I got Carolina.
Yep, so do I. I think this team is poised and ready. It's time for Carolina. Yeah. It's time for Carolina. I don't even know how, any other way to put that.
I agree. It's their year. I think this is the year that they can make some noise in the playoffs. I thought last year was the year until they lost Freddie Anderson at the end of the year. And then that kind of put a wrench in their plans. But this year they got a good team.
I don't see a weak point, do you?
They just gotta stay healthy. I mean, Patch is towards ACL, right? So he's out for the year. That could have been a big add for them. They didn't really give up much to get him, but I like their goaltending. I like their coach. I like their depth. There's a lot to like with Carolina.
There's definitely a lot to like. They're like one of those teams where you look at their roster and it's like, okay, yeah. It's deep, like, but nothing's like, whoa, screams like superstar or anything like that. They just have a lot of really good players.
Yeah.
Second place. Who do you have for second?
I got the Rangers. I think they're going to continue taking steps forward. They had a good run last year in the playoffs. I think they're going to continue to keep building, right? I mean, what was it? 4 years ago, they put that letter out that they're doing a rebuild, and now...
Has that been 4 years already?
Yeah, I mean they had some luck in the expansion draft, getting Lafreniere and Capo, who hasn't really translated to be the player he is. They end up getting Braden Schneider in the early 20s in the first round, and he seems like he's going to be a good player for them. And guys like Hedl have taken steps, and I mean they got one of the best goalies in the world in Shesterkin. So. They're like Carolina. I could easily see the Rangers winning this division, to be honest, but I got Carolina. But would it surprise me if the Rangers won? No, it wouldn't.
Okay, I thought the same thing as you. And then I looked at it a little closer, and I'm like, yeah, I like Carolina's roster better. I like their depth a little bit more. But New York is really they've definitely taken the right steps, and they're moving in the right direction. And I don't know that this is their year to win a division, and I don't know that this is their year to even make it past the first round, but this is definitely a team moving in the right direction and has been moving in the right direction for a number of years now. And yep. I'll tell you what, this team is going to be an exciting team to watch, I think.
Yeah. Who do you got in third?
This is where it gets a little bit wild and crazy for me. I go with the New York Islanders in third.
Okay, I got Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh made me look like absolute idiots last year, so I'm not doing that again.
The Islanders made me look like idiots last year when I picked them to win like the East, and they were Pittsburgh's junk.
Pittsburgh's in a similar spot to, like, Washington, St. Louis, and Boston. It's just, like, an older core.
Yeah.
That's won Stanley Cups, right? This is kind of their last kind of go. They just re-signed Letang. They just re-signed Malkin to the final deals of their career. So the light is definitely at the end of the tunnel for those teams. But, I mean, Pittsburgh, until Crosby and Malkin are off their team and Letang's off their team, they're still going to be a playoff contender. I think they made the playoffs like 17 straight years.
Blake, so. They made both of us look dumb last year. And yeah. I sat down and really looked at this team and looked at the roster. And you know, we can say they're old and we can say they're, you know, final year. It's their last kick at the can. Well, I think me and you use that term probably too much. But this is still a good team. And the players that are strong players for them are, you know, how do you argue with Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin? And
yeah.
I was a little miffed by the Larkin signing. I thought that was a lot of way too much money. But
Larkin.
Or not Larkin. Letang, sorry. Jeez.
Oh, like Letang, yeah.
I don't know. I still like this team, and I got them in fourth. I think this team is not done making noise yet, and I think they proved that last year by me and you writing them off last year, and they proved us wrong.
Right, yeah, I got the Islanders in fourth.
Okay, so you've got...
So we kind of flip-flopped there. They got off to a tough start, right? 13 straight games in a row to start last year, and they're right behind the eight ball, right off the get-go. So, and if you get into a deep hole early in April, or sorry, early in October, it's a hard hole to climb out of. So I got them bouncing back this year. I got them finishing fourth.
So was it hard for you? Because it was hard for me to look at where they finished last year and be able to be like, all right, I think they're going to just, you know, jump right up. I mean, they finished 14 spots out of fourth last year, or 14 points out of fourth. And I was like, man, that's tough. That's tough. That's a lot of, you know. But I look at this roster, and it's kind of like a Carolina roster. No one's, you know, besides Barzell, it's not star-laden, but it's solid.
It's a bunch of scrappy guys.
It's solid all the way through. It really is.
Yeah.
So I'm going heavy on the Islanders this year, and I think Pittsburgh makes a bounce back year. And our top four are pretty much the same with a few flip-flops. In fifth, who do you have in fifth?
I got Washington in fifth.
I do, too.
Are
we going to say the word kick at the can last time again? Because I keep thinking
that,
too.
I put them in that group. I put them in that group.
Yeah. They're the...
Pittsburgh, Washington, Boston, and St. Louis.
Dallas.
And Dallas. Yeah. They're all in that one group. With the old aging core. Yeah. I got them in fifth. And the Kemper addition is big. It's a big addition.
It's a huge addition, but then the Backstrom injury is a big injury.
Yeah.
I struggled with this one.
He's out long-term, right?
I know, he is. And I struggled with this one because I think Washington's going to be good, but it's like, damn, how big is that injury going to play a role, you know?
Right.
So that one scares me a little bit. That was fifth. We both have Washington.
Fifth. Yeah.
In sixth, who do you have?
I got Columbus.
So do I. Uh-oh. Are we getting a lot of them the same here, Blake? What are we doing?
Maybe. The thing that worries me about Columbus is their center depth.
It's not good.
Right now, Cole Sillinger's probably their first-line center. He's hurt. Unless they play Boone Jenner up the middle at 1C. They gave away Bjorkstrand for free to Seattle to sign Gaudreau. Yeah, their wings. I don't mind their wingers. Line A, Gaudreau. You got Voracek. Like, I don't mind some of their wingers, but playoff teams are built down the middle. I like their goaltending. They got a couple good D on the back end, but down the middle is just. I think it's a disaster.
I do too. I know they went and got Gaudreau, but. Oh, man. Gaudreau's a guy that needs a good group around him, right, to be successful. I mean, and you could say that about any star. You really could. But
yeah.
I think it's even more critical for Johnny Gaudreau. I don't know.
The market that he went to, is it really critical? It just shows he doesn't really care about the market.
He doesn't.
So
God, it irritates me.
Johnny Gaudreau, like
it irritates me because like I'm not saying Columbus can't win. I'm just saying like they're not on the cusp of winning in my opinion. Are they to you? I mean, is this a team, Blake, that if they took second in this division and made a run in the playoffs, would you be surprised?
Yeah, I'd be really surprised.
So would I.
I don't like their center depth at all.
Neither do I. I think it's horrendous. I mean, yeah. Neither one of us have them in the playoffs.
No.
I
just think Johnny I don't even want to say he saw dollar signs because he got more money from Calgary. Yeah. So,
I don't know.
It was just an odd fit. It's an odd fit.
It's a very odd fit, but I guess we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Everything happens for a reason, right?
Yep.
Everything does.
I got Philly in seventh.
You do? You're really high on Philly then, huh?
I guess. I don't know. I think this is like the bottom of the Atlantic. I mean, you could flip flop them.
I got New Jersey in seventh, and I got Philly in eighth. And I think both these two teams. You know, here's a real question. 2 years ago, last year, Philadelphia was acting like they were like on the cusp of winning. And New Jersey, how many years is this rebuild going to last?
Yeah, that's a good point. Philly, though, I mean,
it was 6 years ago. No, 5 years ago, you picked New Jersey to win the cup. And
no, I picked them to make the playoffs.
I know, Blake. I was going to throw that.
I feel bad for Ryan Ellis. Sucks.
That's a horrible.
And Sean Couturier, they're both out for the year. That sucks. I mean, that's two huge pieces. That's a top two D-man and a top six center.
Can I ask you a question? And I don't want to get off topic on this. And I honestly don't even want to talk about this topic. But I do have to ask a question because I think it's relevant to Philadelphia's successes here. Is Carter Hart wrapped up in this whole Hockey Canada situation? Because my gut tells me on the way things I'm hearing that he's really involved in this.
I don't know enough info to talk about that.
I know. I'm just saying.
I don't want to say something stupid, but.
But do you get that feeling? Because we don't know. Neither one of us know.
It's serious allegations, and he was a part of the team. And it's still an ongoing investigation that he's a part of. So 100% that's on his mind. How can it not be?
How long do you think this investigation will go?
It's a great question. I mean, for Hockey Canada's sake, I hope it's sooner than later.
It should be, shouldn't it?
Honestly, did you see that a second fund came out?
No.
They had a second fund for the allegations. Like a second hedge fund. Like it's bad. It's terrible. It's a black eye for the.
But why does it seem like Hockey Canada's? Why does it seem like Canada's just sweeping it under the rug?
Well, they're not going to be able to do that anymore. All this stuff's going to come out, and people are going to lose their jobs, and they got to try and rebrand the culture. I mean, you got to pretty much start from scratch.
What is? Right? I mean, we're getting a little off topic, but that's okay. What does this do for hockey in Canada? Does it hurt youth hockey? I mean, do people not sign up for hockey because of it?
I mean, if you're a parent, you look where that money goes, it's a little concerning. But, I mean, you're not going to take that opportunity away from your kid.
No, I wouldn't think so. And I would agree with you on that. I would wholeheartedly agree.
But I would probably want to know where my money's going.
But I also would want the new leadership in place, right? And that hasn't even happened.
No.
That's what it blows my mind that has not happened. It absolutely blows my mind.
Yeah.
Okay, back to we got off on a tangent. I don't want to talk about that. But is this actually is there any hope that either one of these two teams are any better than what we're giving them credit for?
No. Maybe Philly, maybe New Jersey gets the six. It's the highest I have them. Like maybe six.
I'm with you.
Okay, so who's your playoff teams? Who's your two wild cards from the Atlantic, from the East?
I got Florida and Pittsburgh. I'm 4-4.
Okay, I got Islanders and Washington.
Okay,
so I got five from the Metro.
So you have Islanders and Washington. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So who do you have making the?
I just think that Boston's just gonna miss.
So who do you have making the Eastern Conference Finals?
I have Carolina and Florida.
I have Carolina and Toronto.
No.
And for your sake, I hope that does not happen.
So why? Because that would be great series.
I would like to see them suffer more. That's all.
They've suffered.
No, they can go on a couple more years.
So
17's not long enough.
Holy cow.
I think that Florida's going to make some moves at the deadline to help them out.
They did last year. It didn't help them.
Yeah, they're going to double down.
So who makes the Stanley Cup Finals from the East?
I got Carolina.
I have Carolina, too.
Yeah. I think this is their year.
Yeah.
To go, not to win.
I don't have them winning it. I don't have them winning it. But
let's go to the Central.
Okay. Are you ready for that?
Let's do it.
Go ahead. First. Number one. I'm letting you go first.
Okay, I got Colorado. That's the easiest choice of all time.
I don't see a way they don't win this division.
Yeah.
I don't. I do not see a way that they do not win this division. They are so strong, and I don't know. I don't see a way that they don't win this division.
Yeah.
Their goaltending is going to be a little interesting, though.
Yeah, Georgiev and old Franco.
And I like both of those guys. And I you know what, Blake? And I said this last week. I do
but
believe
it's like they're but it's both 2A, like 2B, though.
They're both fully capable, though, aren't they? But they, I agree. They're 2A and 2B.
Two backup goalies.
I know. And that's scary. That's got to be scary.
I think they'll be fine, but it's like if I can pick out one thing, it's like they don't have a starting goalie on their roster.
I know. So, and what happens if one goes down with an injury?
It's a good question.
I guess you could say that for like 25 teams, though. You really could.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah.
Number two in the Central, Blake, I can't wait to hear who you have.
I got St. Louis.
Wow.
Yep, I got St. Louis finishing second.
Really?
Yeah, they got a veteran team. Bennington showed that he's capable. Hold on.
Bennington's we capable. Ripped him last year. We, me and you.
Bennington, okay, but Bennington proved us wrong last year.
He did.
Pretty well.
He
played well in the playoffs.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
But who's their backup, though?
I don't even remember, Blake.
Because remember last year, we were like, who's Billy Huso?
Oh, I liked him.
This offseason, he gets like four and a half.
I didn't say who's Billy Huso. I actually liked him better than Binnington. I believe
maybe that was 2 years ago we said that.
Yeah, 2 years ago we did. Because I actually said that I would start him over Binnington. Because yeah. I liked him better.
Well, he did start the majority of the games.
I know. And he just fell apart in the playoffs, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm looking at their goalies this year. Binnington and Thomas Greiss. That's not bad. That's actually better.
That's not terrible. Greiss is a good backup.
He'll be their starter. Just watch. I have zero Binnington faith.
I'm back on the Binnington train. He was good last year.
I'm not. The only thing I like in St. Louis this year is their jerseys. So.
You got in third.
I haven't even told you my second.
Oh, who's your second? Sorry.
My second is the Winnipeg Jets.
I can't do it. I do it every single year, and they just disappoint me.
I know. They're the San Jose Sharks of 10 years ago.
You are going to be flabbergasted how low I have the Jets.
I knew you were going to do this. I knew. I'm writing these down so we have them all year. I knew you were going to have I knew you'd have Winnipeg really low. And I knew when I said that I pick Winnipeg second, you'd be like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? I believe it. I believe it. And you know why?
I learned from my mistake with Pittsburgh, and I'm doubling down with Winnipeg.
Do you know why, though? Here's why.
There's so much wrong with that team right now.
No, there's still a lot of good hockey players.
Yeah. Brad.
What?
This team is built through Hellebuck. And if he doesn't have a good year, this team is junk.
Okay, so
he masks so much of their mistakes. They are not a good defensive hockey team.
So do you want to skip forward and talk about the Vancouver Canucks and if they don't have Demko, if Demko has a bad year?
It's like that for every team.
No, it's not.
Every goalie, if their goalie sucks, they're not going
to
be a good team.
Edmonton made it to the Western Conference Finals with junk in net.
Okay, but he still had a respectable save percentage. It wasn't terrible.
Look at this. You've got a center core of Scheifele, Dubois, and Lowry. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, that's good.
You have Ehlers, you have Wheeler, you have Appleton, you have Kyle Connor. I don't hate this roster. I don't.
Their D, though, Brad. Their D ain't great. You got Morrissey, you got Pionk. That's about it.
Logan Stanley was really good last year.
Yeah,
Brandon Dillon was very good last year. You'd love to have on your team.
He was all right. He's fine. He's a good fit.
Nate Schmidt, you were all about him a year ago.
Sucked the rest.
I'm just saying that, though. I don't think this team is that bad.
Not doing it. They made me look like idiots the last 3 years.
All right. Well, I didn't tell you to change your prediction. So in the Central, I got Colorado, Winnipeg 1-2. You have Colorado, St. Louis. Who do you have in third?
I got Minnesota.
Okay. Well, I have Minnesota in third too.
They're going to be in cap hell in a couple of years though. So
I know.
We'll see what happens. I know. We'll see what happens with them.
But it doesn't matter. I think they're a decent hockey team this year.
Yep. I think Kaprizov will take another step forward. They still got Marc-Andre Fleury in net. Yeah, that'd be fine.
So, who do you have in fourth?
In fourth, I got Nashville.
Okay. I got St. Louis.
Okay.
Is there anything to say about Nashville? Like, what do you got? What's your thoughts on Nashville? Why are you got them in the playoffs?
I like their goaltending.
So do I.
I don't mind their D.
I don't mind their D.
And their center depth is good. I mean, it's all going to come down to, like, what more does Johansson have left in the tank?
Not much.
They need to squeeze every single ounce out of him this year.
But what if he's got nothing?
And then they need Duchesne to replicate what he did last year.
But do you really think he can? Because I don't.
I think he could. He's got a really good shot.
Obviously, you got him.
One of the fastest guys in the league.
You got him going to the playoffs, so I can't imagine.
They got one of the best goalies in the league.
All right.
I'm all in on Soros.
In fourth, I got the St. Louis Blues. So, there we go.
Okay, five, I got Dallas.
Five, I got Dallas also. Yeah, I just think Dallas is too old and
there's
slow.
There's nothing really much to say about Dallas.
I love Jake Ottinger.
They're just a veteran team. They got a good up-and-coming goaltender.
I love their back end. I like Heiskanen a ton. He's awesome.
Their back end's good. They got a lot of bad contracts up front that's kind of wearing them down. I'm a big fan of Jordan Robertson. I think he's
not even signed.
He's
not even signed.
They didn't sign him yet?
No.
Yeah.
It's not Jordan either.
Well, they'll get it done. What is it then?
It's Justin, isn't it?
No, it's Jordan, you donkey.
Is it? I don't know. I've never.
I really got to look this up.
Yeah, we got to look it up because I'm not even a fan of him, but he's not signed.
You don't like Jordan Robertson.
Jason. You're not. Well, neither one of us are right. How's that?
Oh, it's Jason. It is Jason.
So that shows how good, impactful a player he is.
He had 40 goals last year, I think.
I know he did.
Jason Robertson. How many points did he have last year?
What are you, on Siri or something? Are you asking her questions?
No, I'm looking it up. Dude, he had 41 goals, 79 points in 74 games. Mm-hmm. And he's 23 years old. He's just scratching the surface.
He wants like $9 million.
Anyways, Dallas. Sorry. I got Winnipeg in six.
You have Winnipeg in six. I got Nashville in six.
I'm not doing it with Winnipeg this year. If they prove me wrong, they prove me wrong.
Okay.
But I'm not saying they're finishing second and they finish in six. I look like I'd rather pick them to miss the playoffs and finish six, and they make the playoffs. And then I could say, oh, they proved me wrong, rather than me putting them in the top three and they just are shit. I'd rather have it the other way.
Okay.
I hope they do prove me wrong. It's a Canadian market, and they got a good roster, but I don't know. I'm out on them. I'm out.
You're out on them. All right. Well, I think seventh and eighth are just easy as can be, right?
Arizona 7, Chicago 8.
Yep, that's exactly what I have too. And they are both going to suck. Suck, yep. Suck, suck. And if you're a Chicago fan, you have got to just be pulling your hair out, right? I do think they were so blatantly making bad decisions in the offseason that
like trading the drink app for the 7th overall pick.
Like, the dumbest move ever.
They got a pretty good defense, just getting defenseman though with that pick, but then they traded Kirby Dock. It's like,
what?
Buddy, like,
DeBrincat?
Dock is 21 and DeBrincat's 24.
I know, that is who you should have centering. You should have them building the rebuild with you.
That should be your first line center and your first line right wing. What is going on here?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It can't get any worse than that, and I don't even know what else to say about them.
Yep, trying to get Bedard.
Pacific, and this division always stresses out both of us, and I don't know why.
The one we pay the closest attention to, buddy.
It is, because that's where our two favorite teams are. So let's just get it out of the way. Who do you got winning the Pacific?
I got the Calgary Flames winning the Pacific Division.
Okay. You? I have the Edmonton Oilers.
You're just a clown. I know you're trying not to be biased, but Calgary's going to win the division. I think they're going to win it by more than 10 points.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep. They're going to run away with it, buddy.
So who do you have in second then?
I got the Oilers.
Okay.
I think Calgary's...
I have Calgary in second. I have Calgary in second.
Calgary's a way better team than Edmonton in every single facet.
Blake, so do I.
So why do you have them finishing ahead of Calgary? That makes no sense.
Because I think the regular season's going to be a little different this year. I don't think Calgary can go as injury-free as they did last year.
Yeah, they did have a lot of luck.
I think there's a lot of factors that will prevent the Flames from winning the division. That doesn't mean I don't think they're the best team. I just think there's going to be factors. You can't get lucky 2 years in a row. I don't think you can. So who do you have in third?
I have the LA Kings.
I have the LA Kings in third also. I love what LA has done. They're going to be a much harder team.
They're going to be good. They're in a spot right now where if they're in and at the deadline, they can trade prospects for rentals or guys with control, and they're in a really good spot. They got a really deep farm system, and they got a lot of really young talent with Kopitar, Doughty, Kempe. Jonathan Quick had a nice bounce back year last year, so I got LA third.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I think they've done the right things, and it's
and they added Fiala too. I think he's going to explode.
Explode in a good way or explode in a bad way?
No, like 90-plus points.
Okay. No, I like what LA has done.
Last year, so.
I like what LA has done. I really, really do.
And he's going to be playing with Kopitar and Kempe, so there's a lot to like with Fiala. Jeez, got a fly in me in my head here. Jesus.
Here we go. Fourth. What do you have?
I got Vancouver in fourth.
I got
Vancouver fourth. I look at this division.
You want to hear who I have fourth?
Okay, go ahead.
I got Seattle. I'm just joking. I got Vancouver.
I was going to say. You just look at the division there, and I just think there's no way Vancouver doesn't finish higher than below fourth.
Well, I had a tough one on this.
The roster is what it is. The defense is what it is. The bottom line is, I think they're going to have Listen.
Is that what a fan says when you're like hoping Santa Claus is still real?
You can't do anything about it. The defense is just what it is. You just have to deal with it.
Is it good enough to get fourth though? Are you good enough to get past the Vegas Golden Knights?
I'll tell you why they're good enough to get fourth. All right,
I want to hear it.
Thatcher Demko is a top 10 goalie in the league. Maybe better than top 10.
Top 10, yeah.
And Vancouver is going to be in the top 10 for goals for this year. They have a really good offense. They have a lot of pieces up front. Bruce Boudreau, when he came to town, the offense exploded. His track record for teams, the offense has exploded. They got JT Miller. You got Brock Besser. You got Patterson, who's fully healthy this year. You got Connor Garland. You got Bo Horvat. They got so much talent up front. This team offensively is too good to not make playoffs.
All right.
And Thatcher Demko is elite. So the defense doesn't even need to be spectacular. They just need to be okay.
All right.
Because they're going to get offense.
Okay. Who do you have in fifth?
I got Anaheim in fifth.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I got Vegas in fifth. I think Vegas is going to struggle. They've got a ton of injuries. I don't like their centers. Their goaltending's a freaking disaster area. And they're $10 million over the cap right now. It's a train wreck. But I do think they're good enough to finish right behind Vancouver by a couple points.
I got Vegas in six.
Okay.
I've
got Anaheim in six.
I just think, Anaheim had that such a good start to last year, right? Then they fizzled out, February turned, and they just fell off the rails. But they were a playoff team from October all the way to February. People forget that. And then they just fell completely off the rails. So
I didn't. I like what they've done.
Like, they have a good young core. I like the Klingberg addition. I do think he's going to get flipped at the deadline, and they got a really good goalie in Gibson. Like, there's a lot to like in Anaheim. There's a lot to like. They're young.
Yeah.
They're skilled. They're fast. So, I think they're going to get 80 plus points.
Who do you have 7th and 8th?
I got San Jose and Seattle.
That's the order I have them too.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to say. I think both those two teams are not good.
Oh, the good thing that San Jose did this year is bring back their old jerseys.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I don't really like the roster at all.
I don't either. So let's talk about this. Who do you have as your wild cards?
I got Nashville and Vancouver.
You have Nashville and Vancouver, so you got 4-4. Mm-hmm. I've got St. Louis and Dallas.
You have Vancouver missing the playoffs. Mm-hmm. No shot.
I have Dallas getting in.
Stop.
And I'm going to tell you why. Here's why. You want to know why? Because Dallas has an easier schedule playing in the Central Division, getting to take on Arizona and Chicago all the time.
Okay.
And you are going to have to play Edmonton and Calgary and L.A. a lot.
Okay, but they only play three times a year, though. It's only nine games.
I think you play four against Calgary.
Oh.
It changed. Three or four.
Calgary only plays Edmonton three times.
I know, which is a travesty.
So, yeah, I don't know.
That would be interesting. Who's
your final four?
Who in your West? Who do you have in the West? I have
Calgary, Colorado.
So do I. I have Calgary versus Colorado. Who do you have winning?
My cup final? You want to hear my cup final?
Yeah, I do.
Calgary and Carolina.
Do you want to hear my cup final?
Shoot.
Calgary, Carolina.
I got Carolina. I got Calgary winning the cup in six.
Oh, my God. Do I have to do this?
You do have to do this.
I got Calgary winning the Stanley Cup.
Hey, at least we're on the same page, so I can't really call you biased there.
Here's why. I got to justify
it. Killed you to say that.
Totally did.
Season hasn't started.
Totally did.
If they up their shit start, you're like, fuck, shit.
But I'm going to tell you why. There's two reasons why. Number one, I thought, I can't do that. I'm going to jinx my team.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, geez, I have never in my life picked them to win the Stanley Cup, and they haven't. So what am I jinxing?
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, I look at their roster, and I match them up against Colorado, and everybody says, well, Colorado's the Stanley Cup champions last year. I actually like a lot of what Calgary has over Colorado. I think Colorado's going to be a phenomenal hockey team. I just think down the stretch, Calgary's going to find a way to get past Edmonton. They're going to out-talent Edmonton and outwork Colorado.
Calgary's got better forwards and better goaltending than Colorado. Colorado's got better defense.
Yep, I agree with you.
But, yeah, so, I mean, defense wins games in the playoffs, but so does goaltending. And I'm taking Markstrom over those two in a heartbeat.
Does it bother you to pick Calgary to win a Stanley Cup?
No. I mean, they're a good team. They're one of the best teams in the league. They were one of the best teams in the league last year, and unfortunately, Markstrom just ran out of gas in the playoffs against Edmonton. He played so much. And for Calgary to have success, Vladar needs to start 30 games.
I think he will. Vladar has been knockout. He needs
to play at least 25 minimum.
Can I tell you something? I know preseason is somewhat irrelevant, but there's good tendencies that you see.
Mm-hmm.
All four of Calgary's goalies, I'm speaking of Markstrom, Vladar, Wolf, and Dansk, all finished.
Well, Dansk just got cut.
Yeah, he did.
He went on waivers, right?
And cleared. He's in Calgary. All of them had going into tonight had a save percentage over .95.
Yeah, that's good.
It's very, you know, I don't know. It's hard to pick your favorite team. But
oh boy, Chris Tanev scoring preseason goals, maybe.
I know, it's his first game too. I don't know. I like this team. I like this roster. I like where things are going. And
they're better than last year. And people are like, how can they be better than last year? They lost Tkachuk and Gaudreau. I mean.
They're better than
they added Uyghur. They added Huberto. You bring in Nazem Kadri. This team is top to bottom deep. They're deep on the back end. They're deep in net. There's a lot to like with this team.
Yeah.
Vancouver is going to be victimized in the first round by them. That's just tough, but it's what it is. At least we're getting back to the playoffs.
We'll see, buddy. There's a long ways to go, and I've seen teams like Calgary not make the playoffs too. So
okay, let's name me the last team that did that.
Daryl Sutter today in this presser just said, "Well, we're doing this year is trying to make the playoffs."
Name me the only thing I can think of. They didn't miss the playoffs, but when Tampa got swept and they won 62 games.
How about the Islanders last year? The year before, they went to the conference finals.
The last 2 years.
And then didn't even make the playoffs last year. So it can happen, Blake.
Well, they fired Trotz, though. Like
I know.
So I don't know.
I know.
Okay, who do you got as your aggression team?
My aggression team?
Regression, like a team that's going to take a step back.
Well, we just did the predictions. I mean, Nashville's taken a big step back. They're probably my biggest step back would be Nashville.
I think Vegas is for me.
Well, Vegas didn't even make the playoffs last year, so way to go out on a limb, Blake.
No. But like, I think they're going to even take a bigger step back.
Okay. What was your other question? What team is gonna
what team emerge? Takes the next step? Yeah,
Ottawa.
Yeah, I got Detroit and Ottawa.
Yeah.
That's true. That's shaped into be a
going to be a pretty good division, though.
It is. I think down the stretch it's going to be. It's going to take some time, though. I mean, you know, everybody just thinks you can redo your team and retweak them. I mean, you look at the teams that are good in the league, and they've been good for a long time, and it took a long time for them to get good, too. So, I don't know. It's tough. I mean, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But predictions were harder this year.
Yeah, there's a little bit of bold ones, but
Winnipeg
might make me look dumb. Vegas could make me look dumb. The rest are pretty straightforward, though.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, we need help from all the listeners. I need you to get on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and give us a rate and give us a review. If you do review, direct message me on Twitter. I'll fire off a T-shirt to you. And, yeah, we got a bunch of those. We'll fire off a T-shirt to you. Every time someone rates and reviews us, it moves us up the podcast rankings. And that's always a good thing. So make sure you direct message me. Let me know that you did that, and I'll get a T-shirt off to you. Wild and crazy predictions. And this year's, we get going right this weekend. We get going with the Global Series games. And everything fires up on
regular season.
Yes, I hate that. Don't get me really? Going on that. Yes, 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 yes.
So who does that count for a home opener though?
Does it matter?
Well, like,
how about Blake? How about neither? Since they're playing,
who gets the home game though?
There's two games. They play the same team two times. They flip flop really? Friday, Saturday, and then
and who. It sounds in who?
Nashville, I think.
Hmm.
San Jose, Nashville. Then there's no games on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday we get things fired up for real as, things.
There's no way so that's the start of the regular season and then they come back and get a week off?
Yep. Does that make any sense? No, doesn't make any sense to me either, though. I hate it. I hate these overseas games. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me at all.
It's probably not even safe to go over there right now.
No, it's not safe to go a lot of places right now. So, I don't know. I'm really ready for just regular season hockey. We get going Tuesday night for real. It's going to be an interesting season. A ton of player turnover this year. It's going to be great. It's going to be good. Check out all of the past episodes and all kinds of NHL news at debatehockey.com. We are back next week. Hockey talk every week at the Debate Hockey Podcast. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.